This is notes from a native daughter. I am Sondanela. I am here with Neshma Nefertiti. Neshma Nefertiti, MC. Thank you for talking to me.
Thank you for talking to me. Well, Neshma means star in the feminine form in Arabic. If the A was dropped, it would be masculine. So yes, the feminine form of a star. And Nefertiti is one of my two middle names, because I'm Neshma Nefertiti Ayana. So yeah, I go by Neshma Nefertiti. Obviously, we all know who Nefertiti was in history, and I think it's a lot to live up to. But I always loved that I had that name, and it always spoke to me, so I always felt connected to it.
And it was time to bring it back.
It's time to bring it back, yeah, like how we have to get our pieces back sometimes of us that we lose, and sometimes we never do, but that's okay. But yeah, I had to resurrect Nefertiti.
That's cool.
Yeah, I like to say MC, and I don't like to say femc or female MC. It's just like, no, MC. All MC, all out there with the rest of them, men, women, just like, you know. And I consider myself a veteran too, because I've been doing it for a long time. Yep, hip hop saved my life. MCing, I started more as a poet. Before I called myself an MC, I would call myself a poet. Like after my mother, she would, you know, write, and I, you know, like I said, she would send me poems. She was a poet. So before I put music, words to beats or anything, I would write stories or poems. You know what I'm saying? I would, like, there would be people doing all kinds of drugs in my life, and I would go to the side somewhere where I would be alone and just like write or read, you know. And it really started with that. It started with that solitude that I had as a child that never really felt like a child, because it's like I was around all these grown people and stuff doing all this stuff, and it's like it was my only way. It was like I wanted to do something with this energy that I was feeling, you know. And I would write. I actually started to rap other people's songs to kind of like, because they would be songs that I liked, and then I would try to do it the way that they did it, and that also helped shape my style and my flow. And like, it was, you know,
practice.
Yeah, I kept practicing. And you know, when you're practicing other people's styles too, it's like it helps you grow in those ways, you know. It's like you wouldn't normally do it like that, but that's how they, you know, delivered it. So it's like you're doing it how they do it. And my friends used to be like, you know, you got something with your delivery, maybe you should do your own, you know. And I don't know, from there, I think as my solitude would come, when it did, I would write and I would listen to beats, just write and write. And this was from 15 and up, pretty much, that I remember. And I would just, yeah, I would just go down to the basement or go to this area or that area or wherever, you know, wherever it was, and just like, yeah, put those beats on, you know, and just write. And then, yeah, I would practice it. I would rap it to other people. I would rap it in the streets. I would rap on corners, you know, parties that they would have. None of this stuff was really like recorded or anything yet, though. Like, you know, it was very early. This was way before like a lot that shaped my life, but that was the core of it. And it was always hip hop, but it was always shaped also with like struggle. Like, you know, like that's how I expressed. I kept doing it, and I kept writing, kept delivering, and it progressed. Like, it progressed in different times in life in different ways. You know, now I perform everywhere, like, and I would, you know. I didn't used to do so much of that before. I didn't used to record or even take a picture. Like, I wouldn't even agree to be in a picture. Like, I didn't want anyone to capture my image.
And to go back to Montreal, tell me about Montreal. You go out there, you play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you
I had
MC.
A friend.
Holy shit, that's...
Yeah.
Hardcore.
Yeah, man. I love Montreal. It's a really beautiful city. You know, I've met beautiful people there. I have, like, people there now that support me, that are fans, friends. You know, like, I have people to stay with when I go there. You know, it's really great. And, yeah, like, actually, Beatrix, who's a DJ out there, was just calling me right now, but I'll get back to her. But, yeah, to talk, and you know, I sent her a new track, one that me and La Bruja did, and she was like, yo, I'm about to like send this to Cardi or whatever. And it was just funny, man. But yeah, I go out there, I rock with her, you know. She's a dope DJ. I rock with other MCs that I've met in other places, even, that have lined up out in Montreal. And yeah, Montreal shows me a lot of love. I love that city.
That's amazing. And how long have you been doing that?
I would say 1 year. Yeah, 1 year now. It's been 1 year. Mm-hmm.
Start again with the first eco-socialist international proposal.
Yeah, the first eco-socialist international is where about 100 delegates from 19 countries and 12 indigenous nations came together in Venezuela in 3 Afro-indigenous villages, Agua Negra, Taria, and Palmarejo. And we branched off into 5 different groups, the 5 elements, air, ether, water, earth, fire. And yeah, we made proposals like, from the time that the rooster crowed, we would eat breakfast and then we would all meet in one of the little towns till the sun went down, past the time when mosquitoes came out and everything. We would be out there in our circles, in our elements, making proposals on what we thought each individually thought that, that we wanted to propose to be in this plan to save Mother Earth and why it was related to that. And, you know, I was in the group Ether, for example, and I chose it because it included the voice of hip hop. Like, you know what I mean? And hip hop is a voice of Mother Earth. It can be a voice of Mother Earth. You know, it is a voice of Mother Earth. It's really powerful. And, you know, I chose that because I'm an MC. Yeah, this is something that is so powerful that touches everyone in the world. So if you talk about Mother Earth, you know, for example, in songs or poetry, or if you just like implement, you know, things into your creations and into your everyday life, people will see that and you'll inspire people, you know, and even yourself. But yeah, we got together and daily we made this plan and we presented it. We came together. We had to agree on things and it was like not easy. You know, everybody was from different places and like we even had to agree on like one word, like, you know, because maybe, you know, like some people want to say this or that, you know, it's like it took a lot. And then finally it started to come together. And for example, like I was saying, ether is the spirit of Mother Earth. There's like, you know, different elements of it. It's sort of like a map. Like earth is the body, you know, water is the milk. But yeah, ether is the spirit. And I wanted to work in ether because it involved the power of hip hop, spiritual identity, you know, art, ancestral knowledge. And we had to remember, once we started to agree on what the plan would be, it was because we remembered that we were the spirit of Mother Earth. Like fire, for example, is the energy of Mother Earth. You know, earth is the body. So it's like, what are we really in this circle for? Like, what are we really representing? What is the spirit of Mother Earth and stuff like that? And it started to like come together and it was such a beautiful experience. Like, just the revolutionary spirit of the people out there. You know, the beautiful food they made us that they grew in their small farms and everything. Like, you know, it was so loving. And like, I didn't even have money there. Like I didn't need for anything. And I felt like mad full. You know what I'm saying? And like, yeah, like it's as if a little bowl of food there feeds you so much more for some reason. And it's so about the energy that is put into it and the energy of like, how are you living? What do you represent? What's your heart about? It was just amazing. That was the main thing I took away from that place. And I just love it so much. I adore those villages that I went and the people, and I still keep in touch with people. We've had like events to spread the plan, you know, to different places and stuff. And like, you know, it created a lot of really dope connections. Like the family I was staying with, they were like, I could come anytime, you know, and I would love to go back there. Like we did a song. Some of us collab that went out there. We did a song with some of the brothers out there. So that's like something I'm, you know, finishing a story about my experience there. Like, yeah, it really touched a lot of people. And we did come out. We did come out with this, you know, yeah, it touched a lot of people. And we came out with a beautiful plan that really could work and like does work in a lot of places. And it's really beautiful. and every night after we worked to come together, like, you know, to bring this plan together, every night we would have cultural night. They called it cultural night, and like we would perform with the people of Venezuela, of the villages, their traditional music and everything. And then like I would flow with that, and they loved that. They were like asking me what kind of beat I wanted, and I'm like, yo, I want whatever beat you're playing, like let me rock to that, you know. And they were like, what? And you know, it's like, it was just amazing because we're just known as the Empire and shit, and like they were almost surprised that I was there, like they couldn't believe it or something, that like a New Yorker was there, like who's an MC, and like I'm rocking with them and stuff. And I was like, of course, this is like, you know, this is what, I mean, that gave me so much life. When I came back, I was actually kind of sad for a while. Like I had to adjust, you know, to this city life. but yeah, it was so beautiful. It did. It changed my life. And yeah, we got this beautiful plan out of it. And, you know, I try to keep that in my world and represent that and spread it.
Well, we've been talking a lot about the earth, and I feel like as women we exemplify the power of earth. So it's like, as an MC, I would flip that into something like, earth power, I devour, never cower, live like I might not the next hour, been through it all, sweet and sour, I empower, behead doubters, blend resins and flowers, turn me up louder, knock you out your trousers, stand prouder, hustle for chowder, touch the soil, take a bath in eucalyptus oil, plots foil, goddess royal, 100 like Celsius when water boils. From a liquid to a vapor, shift shaper, no chaser, microphone breaker, vindicator, the instigator, whack MC eliminator, rhyme grader, ego deflator, it's exposing all the imitators. Something like that.
I love
that's
it.
That's just a, you know, how you call it, what we call this interview, the prelude. Mm. I'll have maybe like some sort of masterpiece for you or something.
Maybe.
I have a lot.
There's a lot to be said for spontaneity.
Yeah.
So, I go for that.
Okay, so the tobacco is mixed in there. Okay, I'm gonna do that. Yeah, well, when I heard the music wasn't the scary part. It was just what was going on in life that was scary. But the music was more like, it brought me back. It grounded me, you know, and like, you know, I was going through all this struggle in life and just, yeah, my mother going through all this struggle. But then like when I heard those beats on the street, it's like, whoa, like it brought me right back to earth, and like it touched something inside of me. I was like, oh, I know I have something to do with this. Like, I know I have something to do with this. This is like, you know, something that's a part of my life. Like, what, you know, this is my heartbeat, you know. And yeah, my mother read a lot, and she was a poet, so I think that inspired me to write poems. And, you know, I would go to the side here and there when a lot was going on and just write or read. She brought me lots of books to read, you know, really adult kind of books too, even adult kind of fictional series. But I think it really like built part of who I am now, I guess. Like, I'll never forget those things and those stories. And when I read those stories and read her poems even, and yeah, I just knew those things could really happen in life. And it just showed me, like, yeah, how scary life can be, you know. And I mean, for the most part, I was just scared for her. Like, I was scared for my mother, like scared she wouldn't come home and stuff like that. But, you know, yeah, I mean, I wrote a lot, I read a lot, and I continued to do that because of the life, the environment that I was in. It was like my outlet, as they would say. I mean, I don't really like to say it like that, though. It's like, you know, it was almost passed down because
a lot of people in my family, it's tradition, you know, like culturally even, you know what I mean? Like my father's from Iran, like those are great storytellers. I mean, like, you know, it's just like if you really look back, like it's in my genes. And like my mother was fucking like hardcore, you know, and she exposed me to everything, hip hop, the streets, you know, knowledge of drugs and AIDS and everything else. And, you know, it made me want to write. She inspired me. She made me want to write about stuff, you know, and like then I would want to write about what's going on in life. I would want to write about what I went through, what I seen someone else go through. How did it make them feel, or me, or whatever, you know, like, you know, and make it into songs and then, you know, affect other people that way. They hear you deliver it. It's like, and they know that you mean that because you really wrote it from the heart and the soul. And that's where real like hip hop comes from. Like, you know, I can't say it's totally like that now. I'm not going to knock it now because it's so, you know, it transforms and stuff, you know, and, you know, hip hop has so it's beautiful. The fact that it can transform like that, that's how you survive, you know, with times. But, you know, it started like from talking about the truth, what you're going through, what you see around you. Like, you had to like really talk about some real shit, like to be respected as an MC, like, you know. And so I come from that, you know. So like for me, it's serious and like it's a craft, you know, like you got to respect that craft, you know. And it's like I think we do reward like mediocrity sometimes in these crafts because people just, everybody's jumping on the wagon and it's like, yo, do you even know the history or care? And like, you know, where's your soul in this? Like, I see, you know, and you know, it's cool though, people, to have fun too. Like, you know, I try to be more on that level these days too, because we gotta laugh, we gotta have fun. But you know, yeah, for me, hip-hop came from that. It came from the beginning, and yeah, it came from the reading and the writing and the storytelling. Like I said, I was always in like those groups, like Young Authors and all that. I love to read and write stories and like, you know, yeah, like I think because my mother did it often and it, yeah, she inspired me, you know, she inspired me to do it and I had it within me. She put that seed, you know, like that was lots of seeds she placed that I realized later, like, wow, you know, lots of seeds. But, you know, yeah, it led me to still to this day read and write and keep that up. It's like you need that constant information and those new words and like what's going on in the world and just like, yeah, if you can make dope art from, you know, that also represent your politics but also represent you, like, you know, like who are you in all that? Because then you're just some empty politics.
Exactly.
¿Qué mostra? Yeah. Wow.
That was great. That was a great ending.
Check. Yeah, yeah. Hey, yo, Brew. Yeah.
Dice is on the beat.
Brooklyn.
BX.
Yeah. La Bruja. Yo.
I never do it so, cause I'm a pro though, even though my toto, it got them loco, put them in a choco, and crack a coco, wipe your moco, cause I don't call a popo, BB always ding ding, and wanna swing ding, but no make no ching ching, to get the bling bling, I don't need a ding ding, I run the ring ding. Under my wing, wing, I got the ming, ming.
Hey yo, if I'm at the party, revolutionaries act on it. If I bake them edibles, then they make a snack of it. We don't fuck with cocaine, we ain't making crack of it. If I tell them fist up, then they put the strap on it. No, we never lack on it, strategize and act on it. Spit a couple raps on it, then we put the wax on it. She got that Nefertiti flow, no cap on it. That's where the BK, that's where the boogie down. Shout out to Harlem World, my compas get down. You see, I grind on them, I get mean on them. That's where the stat. And Allen, I put my queens on them. I'm all queen on them. So fresh and clean on them. I never dumb down. I stay keen on them. I flow machine on them. Open the scene on them. Pull up to the spot with Black Panthers. We supreme on them. They feel the breeze on them. I'm blowing trees on them. You know my steez on them. Get down on your knees on them. He had the keys on them. Had to put the squeeze on them. I'm talking jailbreak. Yeah, we getting free on them.
I never do it so. Cause I'm a pro though. Even though my toto, it got them loco. Put them in a choco. And crack a coco, wipe your moco, cause I don't call a popo. BB always ding ding, and wanna swing ding, but no make no ching ching to get the. run the ring ding. Under my wing wing, I got the ming ming.
Shots for all my gangster sisters. LA, where the fuck you at? ATL, dirty jurors. Word to the streets, I'm a murder whack MCs. Black inshallah vest, suede salam hat to the back. Still a ratchet ass, rude gal, back to that. Set up my blueprint, devoted to the day of death. Step down when I come round, all y'all bitches bow down. King Neff, King Kong, back on my hustle, bitches. Inca's on my feet strong, all y'all suckers duck you fuck small, but I fuck it up. Talk shit, I back it up. Cocoa leaves a mezcal from Venezuela, Vero West, Yaracoy, Agua Negra, Tadia, Palmarejo, Afro Indigenai. Aye. The real maroon-ish, selected samurai. Them fake ass revolutionaries cut bye-bye. I'm on my grit, new snip, origin and destiny. Oh, real magician. Let me see your third eye. Y'all bitches is some haters.
But on the broom, y'all wanna ride.
I never do it so-so, cause I'm a pro though. Even though my toto, it got them loco. Put them in a choco and crack their coco. Wipe your moco, cause I don't call a poco. BB always ding-ding and wanna swing ding. But no make no ching-ching to get the bling-bling. I don't need a ding-ding, I run the ring-ring. Under my wing-wing, I got the ming-ming.
I'm the real Bruja, Bodhisattva Buddha, manifest the moolah, smoking like a hookah. My mind is a computer, calculate the future. I birth doulas that bring the life through ya, wound or a suture, Superman or Luther. Ya acting like a bruta or a fucking puta. You gon' get a gruka, need a new peluca. You don't wanna screw with the brew if you do that.
I never do it so-so, cause I'm a pro though. Even though my toto, it got them loco. Put them in a choco and crack their coco. Wipe your moco, cause I don't call a popo. BB always ding ding and wanna swing ding. But no make no ching ching to get the bling bling. I don't need a ding ding, I run the ring bling. Under my wing wing, I got the ming ming.